With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. A labor dispute continues at a Montana talc milling company. The state's top elected officials are rallying behind the 35 unionized workers now locked out of their Three Forks plant. The support includes both Democrats and Republicans. Edward O'Brien has more.
The talc mill workers have received moral support from Montana's top Democrats, including U.S. Senator John Tester, Governor Steve Bullock, and U.S. House candidate Kathleen Williams. Perhaps more surprising is support from top Republicans, like State Attorney General Tim Fox, Senator Steve Daines, and Congressman Greg Gianforte. All have issued statements in support of the Imerys America employees who are now locked out of their plant.
It's Montana versus an out-of-state multinational corporation.
That's Montana AFL-CIO spokesman Bob Funk.
I don't think it matters if you're pro-union or pro-business or what your political stripes are. When your neighbors down the road are attacked, Montanans stand up for them.
Senator Daines' office sent a statement to MTPR saying he supports good-paying jobs and wanted to be responsive to the union's concerns. Congressman Gianforte's office confirmed his statement of support but declined an interview request from MTPR. Contract negotiations between the French-owned Imerys Company and members of the International Brotherhood of Boilermakers, Local D-239, broke down August 2nd. That's when the company locked the employees out, Montana's first such lockout in almost 40 years. Non-union employees are now working at Imerys. AFL-CIO's Bob Funk describes this labor dispute as a potential precedent setter and suspects it's being closely watched from out of state.
Absolutely. I think with a very unfavorable labor relations board in D.C. right now, a lot of large businesses that have plants and factories and industry in Montana will be looking to this.
Imerys America did not respond to Montana Public Radio's interview request. Bob Funk, meanwhile, says there's no sign this dispute will end anytime soon. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
Montana Public Radio reached out to Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale for comment this afternoon. A spokesman said, quote, "Matt stands with our workers. Imerys should do the right thing and meet with the boilermakers. Let's get them back to work," unquote. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.